If you ever listened to your mother, really listened, you probably learned some very valuable lessons. For Eileen Dugan, these lessons served her well in her years as a piano teacher. Her mother, Frances Dugan, taught piano for 55 years before she died in 2012.
I would thank her for giving me music in all ways, not just teaching me how to play, but teaching me how to teach.
Dugan, who lives in Maplewood, says her mother taught her and her siblings. It was the years she spent watching her mother teach piano that eventually encouraged Dugan to leave her job as a secretary and start taking more piano lessons.
I started going to school studying music class by class, and then at some point I decided I was going to go for the degree in piano teaching. She was very happy about it.
She says that following her mom's career path became a great bonding experience. Dugan learned how to become a successful piano teacher by observing her mom firsthand.
She taught me to establish a studio policy and really treat it like a business. Growing up in a house with a piano teacher, you see the good and the bad and the ugly of everything.
Dugan's not the only daughter who learned both professional and practical lessons from her mother. Take Charity Letgo, a registered nurse in obstetrics. Letgo, who lives in St. Louis, learned the important lessons about hard work in general. That's because she watched and helped her mother, Amber Hoyce, raise her and her five siblings alone after her father died in 2003.
She would be gone the whole weekend working nights, and then she'd have to catch up and try to clean the house and take care of us and get us to school. And then, of course, as soon as that was done, it was back to her working nights again. And she did that for so many years. And I mean, that's amazing. You know, and she never complained. And for how little sleep she got, she didn't seem to mind.
At first, Letgo thought she, like Dugan, wanted to be a pianist. But after watching her mother work as a nurse in labor and delivery, she became committed to nursing. Today, she works in obstetrics at St. Mary's Hospital.
Being a nurse, you have to put all your feelings aside and put somebody else first. And I definitely see that reflected in how she deals with people in her daily life as well. So that's definitely something I think that she wanted to project onto her children.
Letgo is 23 and engaged to be married. She's looking forward to the day when she can pass on these and other important life lessons to a daughter of her own. I'm Linda Lockhart, St. Louis Public Radio.